You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 159. Today is a really fun version of Ask Jenna Anything, and it's a major twist. I have invited Drew Kutcher, yep, the only guy that has ever been on the Gold Digger Podcast, to come back on the show and to help me dig into your questions revolving around everything from marriage to our relationship to the way we run our businesses. And we got all your questions from the Gold Digger Podcast Insiders group on Facebook and the Gold Digger Instagram. And if you guys aren't hanging out there, you are totally missing out. But we are getting into the nitty-gritty details and answering your biggest questions, from what our relationship is, how we balance work and play, what our dogs are like, how we whiten our teeth. I mean, legitimately, you guys asked and we are answering. And I'm just so thankful to have Drew on the show today. Trust me, guys, he's not a giant fan of showing up on these bad boys. So if you want to go give him a little encouragement and just say thank you for your bravery, because let's be honest, it takes a lot of bravery to be married to me, head on over to Kicking It with Kutch and just say hey, because I know he loves connecting with you guys and hearing from you. And so without further ado, let's dive on into today's show, where you get to keep up with the Kutchers.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Guys, I am so excited about today's sponsor, Slack. Slack is a brilliant communication channel. We talked about it on the show before, and it is for all things business related. Sort of like an organized instant message designed specifically for work topics and quick exchanges of information within your team, Slack is the communication channel of Team Jenna Kutcher. We use it every single day, and I don't know how we ever lived without it. To learn why Slack is irreplaceable in my business, head to slack.com. That's right. Find all the magic at slack.com. Super thankful for our next sponsor, Weebly. Thank you to Weebly for supporting the Gold Digger Podcast. Weebly is more than just a beautiful website builder. It's a powerful e-commerce platform with tools that turn shoppers into buyers and help grow a brand. Go to weebly.com/golddigger to get 15% off your first purchase and start building a successful online business. All right, guys, we are recording an episode and the whole Kutcher clan is here. So we have no idea how this is going to go.
No, it's just jumping right into it. Let's see how it goes.
We didn't even really field your questions. And so this is going to be really funny. And I don't think we're going to do much editing on this show. So, okay, we're going to jump on in. We asked you for the questions you wanted us to interview each other. And I'm going to kick this off with Jessica Naomi Seal says, I want to hear Drew's account of the time that y'all said you should kiss just once just to see what it would be like.
All right. So you know how good of a salesman Jenna is. She she started that at a young age and just kind of said, you know, we've known each other for years. Let's see how this works out. And, you know, we got to kiss each other before we leave. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she just... you're not dating anybody. I'm not dating anybody. We got to make it work. Let's see how it goes. And the rest is history. 6 years of marriage later. And I think she won the prize with that sale.
Okay. You said I was like doing this from a young age. I wasn't bartering for kisses at a young age.
Yeah. Selling other things.
Lemonade is what he was referring to. For the record, we were such good friends that everyone thought we were dating anyways. And so the bet was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, like, what would happen? And also, for the record, I'm an excellent kisser, right?
You're pretty good.
Oh, good enough to marry me.
You're amazing, babe. You're amazing.
Okay, so I have to ask you, I want to hear your answer to this. Joelle Bradfield said, Drew, was it ever hard to support Jenna in her full-time business ownership pursuit while you were working your corporate 9-to-5? And if so, how did you find ways to work through it together?
It was definitely stressful for me to get up and go to work and come home to a messy house. I thought it was so weird to me that I'm like, what are you doing all day? But to look at the numbers and to see what she was doing after the fact was like, all right, she is a messy person, but she knows what she's doing and she's amazing at her business, and I just need to kick it to the grindstone and do what I need to do at work. And it wasn't hard per se. It was just different being gone and not seeing her in her full form. And now working from home, seeing her work, it's like, all right, it's all worth it. It was all worth it in the end. So
yeah, I think that Drew didn't understand that when you work from home, you actually have to work from home. And so like, he's super OCD, super clean. And he'd come home and he'd be like, why are there dishes in the sink? And I'm like, because I'm working. Like, so now it's been so funny having him work from home too, because like, we'll look at each other and it's like 3 p.m. We're like, where did today go? Like, these days are going by so fast. So, I mean, now that you're home, what's it like?
And respecting the fact that like, you're doing what we love now. So it's, the days fly because you're not, you know, doing something you hate to do. So it makes it a lot easier just showing up every day for your clients and your customers and everything else you're working for. It makes it that much easier, which makes the days go by quicker.
Yeah, so, our days go by way too fast.
Yeah, the other day we're like, wait a minute, it's 4 o'clock? Like, we just had lunch like 5 minutes ago.
Goes by so fast. Okay.
Okay. Kelsey Hansen has a question for Jenna here. And she says, all right, this one's personal. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of me and vice versa?
Oh, I don't get embarrassed. Okay. One confession I have to make on the show is that I can pee anywhere. Like, anywhere.
Yeah, pop a squat behind the car, yeah. Going to the football game.
No worries. I don't know. I think growing up in the country, we always just like, if you had to pee, you'd like figure it out. So I don't think that's really embarrassing, but Drew is like so used to me like being able to pee anywhere that I'll be like, hey babe, block me real quick. Give me a little block. So I don't think that's as embarrassing. I don't know.
You have to go back pretty far for that one because we're so used to each other. Yeah. We're so open to our policy. Maybe the time in Eau Claire where you had to sneak out to fart for the first time.
Yes, that's a good one. Okay, so we were starting to date. I really liked him. We had been best friends forever, but I never farted in front of him. And when you're at a hotel, there is like nowhere to hide. Like if you got a fart, like you got to hold it in. I had the worst stomach ache. And like you can't go and toot in the bathroom because they'll hear you. Like, so I was like, okay, I could run the shower and like toot, but then it might smell. That'd be so embarrassing. So I like bolted out of the room and I was like, I'm going to go get a Starbucks real quick. Okay, I'll see you in a bit. And oh my gosh, I farted for like 10 seconds straight in the car. It felt so good.
I think one of my most embarrassing things, you all know I'm OCD and a little crazy, was not too long ago, actually, we had gotten home from a road trip or something. Yes. And I'm like, all right, we need to vacuum this thing out when we get home. Jenna's like, yeah, whatever, do it in the morning, not a big deal. And we get home, I fire on my headlight, I get the vacuum.
No, your headlamp,
get my shop vac vacuum out, and it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Jenna's ready to go to bed, and I'm like out in the garage vacuuming every nook and crevice out of that thing. She comes out and like, what are you doing? Let's go to bed. I'm like, no, man, we got to get this thing cleaned up. So that's, yeah. I know I'm OCD, but that was at the top.
That was,
I'll admit it.
He had a headlamp in the garage vacuuming.
You can't miss those crumbs, man.
All right. Here's another one for you to ask me.
All right. Next question is from Leah Strickman. And she says, this is awesome. You guys are both so sweet. I actually have a question that I'll frame a little differently for each of you. For Drew, has it been a challenge to learn from Jenna professionally as you grow your own business? And for Jenna, how was working with Drew different from working with your usual audience? I ask because it sounds like you've definitely given a helping hand with social media, email lists, and some other businesses. I'd love to know how that's worked out for both of you.
So has it been a challenge to learn from me?
Definitely a challenge because you're a hard coach. You're strict. You know what I need to get done. And to see me struggle, you're just like, just do it. It's not that hard. Just freaking do it. And for me, it's definitely enlightening and awesome to hear from her, but it's also hard. It's hard news, man. Getting the truth.
I mean,
I love it though. I love it at the end of the day. It makes me learn, makes me grow, and makes me figure out what the heck I want to do. Cause I don't even know what I want to do sometimes, you know, you save me.
Babe, you got to make sure you're like facing the microphone and not making out with our dogs because Tucker is like trying to like get in our laps. Come here, buddy.
Hold on. He's clawing my face off. He's such a...
Oh, that didn't work. Okay. Okay. So for the record, I think that... So Drew's been full-time for a year now. And it definitely has been hard and like harder than what online makes it look like. But I think what's so hard is like, and we're gonna laugh when I say this word, when I had to start, I was scrappy. Like I
It's her favorite word lately. Scrappy. No.
I had to work so hard because we didn't have money. We didn't have resources. We didn't know how to do anything. And so, like, I was the person that had to, like, research everything and, like, figure it all out on my own. And I worked so hard. And I think that when Drew came on, it's like he assumed that I always knew all of this. And, like, it was hard for him to go backwards 6 years ago and try to remember, like, I had no idea what I was doing. And so when he started his business, there's like this mama bear aspect of me where it's like, don't make all the mistakes I made, because I wasted so much time and so much energy and so much money that I want you to just like dive in and like have the fast track. But then at the same point, like, I've forgotten what it's like to not know. And so it's just this balance that I don't think we've figured out yet. But like Drew needs tough love sometimes, because he'll just like get in his head and be like, I don't want to post. I have nothing to post. I have no pictures. I have nothing to say. Nobody's buying from me. And then I'm like, well, then figure it out. Like, get scrappy, hit the ground, like start putting yourself out there. So it's funny because we'll like fight about it for maybe like 20 minutes and then I'll make Drew so mad that he'll go do something. And he's like, oh, that was actually way easier than I thought. Yeah,
you're pretty good at it. You're pretty sneaky at it. It always gets the job done.
Oh, but I need
you in my life to just push me forward. You know?
I mean, I'll get him mad at me just so that he gets crap done, because that's legit for sure.
Tough love.
Tough love, baby. Okay. Janita Court wants to know who hogs the bed. Wait, let's answer on the count of three. One, two, three. The dogs.
So true, though. They own our bed. They own our room.
Yeah, like,
they're the best. We love them, don't
they're
we?
They're 10 pounds and under, and like, legitimately, Drew woke up today and he's like, I was wondering why you were on my side of the bed. And here's Chloe just leaning back,
her own
sprawled out.
Pillows, yeah. Her own little throne over there.
Oh, so yeah, it is 100% the dogs. Okay. So Melissa Alexander says, I know there's a level of adjustment that comes with working together under the same roof. And while it's been great being with your person so much, everyone needs some personal time and space. What are activities that you and Drew like to do separately? Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Honestly, we actually like to hang out with each other. So it's weird, but we don't really get sick of each other. But if we are doing our own personal things, I'm a big fan of golf. I like to get into golf a lot in the summer. And I know living in the Midwest, it isn't as possible to get out as much as I'd like, but golfing, I also like, you know, hang out at the gym a lot and get an extra workout in at the gym, which is obvious.
A mouth workout because he talks so much.
Yeah, golf, working out. I mean, buddies and I go to the movies. I'm just trying to think, watch football, watch basketball. I'm a big sports guy. So
March Drew does Madness. A lot of stuff when I'm gone. Like when I'm out of town, then he'll hang out with his dudes a lot more,
go
which is cool.
Wings, yeah. Play darts, all the things.
I like to do yoga. I have awesome friends, which is so sad that we had to leave friends behind. So we're in the market for new friends because we're in Minnesota now and it's kind of hard to make new friends. So just putting that out there. But I like to do yoga. I like to do things with my hands. I like to paint. I want to get into pottery. My mom and sister have been doing pottery and I totally want to do that. But I have actually become way more introverted over the last few years. So like, I'm so happy when we're just like at home watching terrible television and being together. And I mean, coming off of being together for 5 weeks straight, like, it's a miracle that we still love each other. And like, I don't know, I had a blast.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we like each other. It is funny because we do genuinely like to hang out together, which is kind of weird.
I have people ask me a lot too, like, are you guys ever apart? Do you ever do anything else? And honestly, I'm like, once in a while, but I kind of like it. I kind of like the simple life at home. Just watching Hunger Games and The Bachelor.
Wait, let's preface this by this morning, Drew wakes up and his buddies had like Snapchatted him pictures of the bar and like, we were going to go meet up with him tonight. He's like, honestly, I kind of just want to watch the Hunger Games and stay at home.
I don't
want to
have a hangover
tomorrow.
I don't like hangovers. Oh,
well, we get hungover after two drinks. So there's that. Okay. So I have a question for you, Drew. And Lindsay McCoy sent this in. So, Drew, And then I have to answer it too. How do you feel about the wife being the breadwinner? I hate that term, Lindsay says. I'm starting to make more money than my guy. Thankfully, I have a dude who thinks it's great, and Drew seems similar, but I've observed this being a big struggle in many relationships with our society so skewed to the man working, the woman home thing, even in 2018.
Oh, for sure. I think you're a team at the end of the day, and if one of you was making more money than the other, who really cares if it's the man or the woman? I honestly, Jenna's the smarter one. She knows what she's doing. Go ahead and make all them, like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to hold her back just because she's a lady. I'm not going to say, no, I need to make more money than you. Do what you got to do. And I'm here to support you and do whatever we need to do behind the scenes, because at the end of the day, it's all going into the same bank account, baby.
You're
bring
lucky.
It home.
I think one thing that I value about Drew and like both of our upbringings is our moms were both the breadwinners in a sense. They both had their masters. They were both teachers. Our dads both worked really hard jobs and were just like awesome hard workers and never went to college. And so that juxtaposition was like something that was normal. And I mean, for our entire relationship, I've always been the breadwinner, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, I don't know. It just really doesn't matter. I think one of the biggest struggles with that is like Drew does so much to help my life. And so the arguments happen because it's like I love making money. Like I enjoy it. And Drew loves like making sure we're taken care of. The house is clean. There's dinner on the table.
Bills.
Yeah.
Dogs,
like he does so many things that like allow me to be the breadwinner. So I think that the only thing that can be hard at times is it's like he's not just like walking home with a check like normal. But I couldn't do what I do without him doing what he does. And remember when we told Grandma and Grandpa that you wanted to be a stay-at-home dad?
He was so shocked. He's like, wait a minute. You're not doing anything? Like, what are you? You're going to go to work. You're going to go find a job, aren't you?
Like, it was it's like, yes, it is so old-fashioned. My grandparents were, like, so confused and super supportive, but, like, very much, like, wait, like, how is this going to be? And that was the first time we found out we were pregnant. We had told them that that was our plan. And so, obviously, plans have changed, but it's still really funny. Okay, I have to ask you, from Victoria Rayburn, how do you care for your marriage while Jenna is building her business?
Care for the marriage. I mean, just like cultivating each, I mean, just show you that I love you and try to, I'm not very romantic, I'm not going to lie, but I do, what are my words of affirmation? I like to take your car for a clean and get it oil
changed. Notice how this is all based on things that he loves.
Going back to the last question though, I just making sure everything behind the scenes is working for her, and I hopefully that shows support to her.
I need to
work
on
my, it's so hard. This is one thing when we're always together, it's really hard to be romantic and surprise her with things when she literally knows exactly what I'm doing 24/7. It's really hard to surprise her.
You sound like I have you on like prison house arrest.
You never know. Sometimes. No, not at all. It's all good. It's just, this makes me want to work on my romantic game. I'm going to go buy some flowers, I think.
Ooh, Victoria. Thank
nice
you for
work,
that.
Victoria.
I think, one, like, here are a couple small examples of how we care for our marriage. We try to have a shutdown time. Sometimes we're better than others.
You're so better at talking than I am.
Yeah.
Explaining
right now?
Things. You're so better at explaining
like right
things
now or just in general?
Yeah, just saying. Just saying.
Okay. Like, okay, so when we go to bed every night, we'll read a devotional together and we say three things we're thankful for and one thing we learned. And we go on walks with our dogs. Oh, they're about to play. Uh-oh, you might hear some action. We go on walks with our dogs like three times a day, no phones allowed, unless we're listening to podcasts. So we take them on a long one. How else do we care for our marriage?
I mean, just make
we
sure
eat
we
eat dinner together every night. Drew makes me breakfast in the morning.
Church on Sundays.
Church on
just
Sundays.
Trying to keep things kind of consistent and just around each other all the time and supportive as much as we can be.
And one simple thing, like a easy thing, is to just like acknowledge each other. So like if Drew brings out the garbage, I'll be like, hey, babe, thanks for bringing out the garbage today. Even though it's so stupid, it's just like saying, I saw you do this and thank you for doing it.
It's the little things.
Mm-hmm. It's really the little things.
Oh, babe.
Denise Viscardi Ferreira says, what is the one most important thing you'd each share to new entrepreneurs that you wish you knew when you first launched your own brand?
Mm-hmm. Have a Jenna Kutcher in your back pocket.
What would you do differently?
work on my email list right away and not wait until 9 months into my business.
Well, no, we started it ahead of time. I did everything.
I didn't do anything for it. Exactly. Yeah. Email list was huge just to kind of touch more people in a more personal way. Instagram, of course, getting that planned out. I think just being consistent on your plans and writing down goals, I think, is important. Something that I need to work on myself, which is why I'm saying it. But I think not having a 9-to-5 or a boss tell you what to do, it's super hard to kind of stay within the lines on what you want to get done. So managing your time is also very important. I'm very scatterbrained when it comes to just day-to-day operations. So having a written out plan, even if it's like 3 things for the day, just get those 3 things done. Then you'll at least feel some bit of accomplishment.
The big three.
The big three. Who says that? Is Brandon?
Me. Yeah, Brandon. I mean, a lot of people probably say that. Yep. But I mean, I think, okay, when I first started my own brand, I was not the face of it and I wasn't comfortable because I had like that whole imposter syndrome. And you've struggled with imposter syndrome for sure.
Yep.
And so I think if I would have, or what I would share with new entrepreneurs is like, you are the only thing unique about you, especially nowadays with the internet and Instagram and all these things. Everyone looks the exact same and everyone, oh my God, our dogs are like going nuts. And so I would just say like, show who you are because people connect to humans and you want to make sure you have a human brand.
I've already told you briefly about the magic of Slack, but that was just skimming the surface of this incredible program. On Team Jenna Kutcher, we use it to share projects, ideas, answer quick questions without waiting on someone to reply to an email. It's a total game changer in small business. It saves you time, improves productivity. It's super easy and convenient. It works everywhere you go. You can even get a mobile app. And simply put, it's efficient, organized, and it ensures that every member of my team is always in the loop. I can't imagine coordinating everything without it, and I'm so thankful to Slack for sponsoring today's episode. Head to slack.com if you are ready to take your business to the next level. That is slack.com. Slack, it's where work happens. All right, gold diggers, if you're tuning in to today's show, it's no secret that you have some big goals and ambitions and dreams. And if you've got a product or an idea that you desire to share with the world, check out Weebly. You can have a beautiful, powerful online store up and running in a matter of hours. Visit Weebly.com/golddigger and get 15% off your first purchase. That's Weebly.com/golddigger. Don't just build a beautiful website, build a successful online business with today's sponsor, Weebly.
Okay. Catherine Frazier says, so excited for this. I'd love to know how owning a condo in Hawaii and renting out via Airbnb is going. So you want to answer that first?
Yeah. So it's been amazing. Having the location that we're in with ours, of course, helps a lot. And also Jenna's following with just having people want to come and see it and things like that. It's helped also making the space more, like she was just saying about her business, making the space personal and approachable for people. It's not just another, you know, hotel room looking place. They come and there's well-curated designs around the place and just a simple design. But working with people that are visiting from across the world has been fun and very, very enlightening for us. And I don't know, it's definitely a learning curve. Each day there's something new and it's fun to work with the property managers on the island to see what's going bad and what's going good and how to fix it. So it's been fun, but we've learned a lot.
Yeah. So Catherine's next question was, any big lessons you've learned? I think first things first, we were so smart because I've learned this over the years, is like make templates. So like we made emails for like how to check in, how to check out, who to call if you need something. Our dogs are legitimately going nuts right now. And I think that just really having good communication, being quick with communication, that's been super helpful. And then she says, anything that surprised you about running a vacation rental that you wish you knew about beforehand? I think nothing really surprises. We've had such respectful guests. And so it's been so fun. Like we've been back 3 times since we purchased and everything looks the same. Our cleaners are awesome. And so it's been really fun. I think I had to think about design in a new way because it wasn't just us. It was like, okay, we need a pull-out couch and we need to make sure that these linens are like nice and can handle being washed a million times and stuff like that. So we actually made a freebie. If you just Google Jenna Kutcher and 5 ways to run a successful Airbnb, we made a freebie of tips and things that we wish we had known.
Wait, you made that already?
Yeah.
You had just talked about doing that the other day.
No.
Banged it out?
No, that was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I was saying we should make more resources because people are so curious about it. And I think for us, like, a lot of people ask us, like, how did you know you should do it? Oh my gosh, these dogs are like WrestleMania. How did you know you should do it? And for us, it was like, we want to come back many times a year. We want to create a space that we can share. And
it's an investment property that we can also enjoy,
yes.
Which at the end of the day is the best way to look at it. We're making money on it when we're gone, and we need to enjoy it when we want to go to enjoy it. So
yeah,
that's helped. And also, I think it's a lot of work up front as far as what we did with ours. I don't know, every situation is probably different, but doing the legwork up front is stressful and painful, but at the end of the day, the long-term outcome is going to be great. So hiring the right people to take care of it, doing the right work inside at first is awesome and hard to do, but it definitely pays off at the end.
Okay. Carrie says, where did you get your dogs and what are their personalities
They're two rescue dogs from here in Wisconsin. We got them from a rescue team.
One is Kentucky, one is Tennessee.
We always mix them up. But both two little white scrappers. Chloe is the dominant one. She's the matriarch of the family. She actually humps Tucker once in a while. So she
wow,
shows
really
her dominance.
Going unscripted here.
Yeah, they're our dogs, man. They're our family. And Tucker's a little skittish one who shows his snarl once in
his
a while.
His inner mean
when
boy.
He needs to. But they're sweeties.
Tucker was our first foster dog and a foster fail. And we think he was really badly abused because he's blind in one eye and he is terrified of men. And he's curled up in my lap right now. And he is like the sweetest dog, but he can also be like the nastiest dog. So we have learned how to love our little buddy. And he wears diapers. So we are like parents.
Talk about me going all out. You're the one.
People know he wears diapers. He has to wear diapers because he has incontinence at night. And so
poor guy can't hold his pee in.
No. So Drew and I take turns putting on his diaper. So we're going to be excellent parents when the time comes for show.
They're training us well. That's for sure.
Okay. Here's a question you're supposed to ask me.
Drew to Jenna. Amy Kretzer says, tell us more about your missional hearts and what sets your souls on fire. If you had all the money in the world, what would you do to fund, support, and or get behind?
I mean, we are giant fans of Healing Waters. I think that's been the mission that we've poured into a lot in the last few years, especially since I went on one trip and then was able to go on multiple trips and then bring Drew and my sister with so that he could see. And I think one of the hardest things about mission work was like I came home from seeing all of this devastation and hardship and wanting to like invest every single dollar I've ever made into it. And I mean, it's just hard to understand it until you've been there. So mm-hmm. Like, what was it like when you finally went there?
Yeah, to go to the DR and see it firsthand was just like, it's shocking to see how they're living like this. And it's just, you don't understand it until you go there. And being all nice here in our warm water and our showers and working plumbing and everything, it's like, man, we got it so nice. And you go there and they can't even brush their teeth because they don't have clean water. So it's sad and we love to help support it, but you don't really understand it until you actually see them.
Yeah. And I mean, it was funny because when we were there, we were picking out our next funding project and we were sitting in a church listening to the pastor just tell us about their community. And Drew was like a few pews back and I like turned back to him and he was like, let's write a check. And so it was just cool to like watch him get excited about it as well. We also help support children in Guatemala through our church, which we love. We've had the same girl, Anna Lucia, for the last 3 years and they were going to stop funding her because she finished high school, but we wanted to help her go to college. So that has been fun. And we follow each other on Instagram. Her dad had passed away. So it's just her, her brother and her mom. And then we also find Gloria Louise, and she is a pastor's wife learning how to speak English so that she can teach others. And so it's just been fun to do that. We also just love to support just different families in need or things that pop up, different fundraisers or GoFundMes. And a lot of times it's hard to connect the mission side to the business. We're doing it. We don't like to get the praise. I've gotten some really mean criticism in the past about like the white savior complex and all of this. And it's really like, I don't know. I mean, that stuff hurt me a lot, but it really like makes me guarded in how we share what we do, but it is such a huge part of it. And so I don't have the answers on like finding the balance with that, but I love that. And then, babe, Amy also wants to know, like, what's one thing, like a dream in our heart that maybe we haven't shared? Do you have anything that you can think of? Baby.
Yeah, 100% a baby. So that's kind of forefront right now. I'm trying to think otherwise.
We just kind of like go with the flow. And I mean, we want to be in Hawaii like 3 months out of the year moving forward and have a baby.
And travel to Europe.
Yeah, now Drew wants to go to Europe. After I've been to Europe all these times, he wasn't interested. Now all of a sudden, he really wants to go to Europe.
I used to say, it's too old. It's too old world. I want to go somewhere modern. And now, like, working in the wine business, I'm like, I need to go to Italy. I really want to go to Italy.
All right. So, next question. Oh, this is a good one.
What do you got?
Morgan Micallo says, is Drew ever uncomfortable when you share your personal life with your followers? Do you decide with him what's going to be shared beforehand?
She used to kind of, ask me, but I mean, I'm 100% behind whatever you do. It always ends up okay, if not amazing. But you'd at least ask me what to do, and then you send it, and then I see that like pouring out of comments from people back and the positive, like, positive outcome that it happens. So it's like everything is just meant to be, and you always do a really good job doing it approachable. You're not just like blabbing out something random. It all makes sense. It's all cohesive, and people like really, you know, they cling to it, and it's approachable for them, and it's relatable. Mm-hmm. So I 100% support everything you do. Sometimes I'm a little like, what the heck, but at the end of the day, it's all good.
I think though, in my defense, when I share things about us, it's always like my side of the story. Like, I'm never putting words into his mouth. Yeah. Or like, I'm never saying like what he's feeling or what he should feel. And I think like him and my family have just learned to trust my instincts on it, because like the posts that were always like, I don't know, those ones like blow up because
they really resonate with people.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just real life. Like, we do not have it all together. We are not perfect. We are not couple goals or relationship goals or whatever. I mean, we are, because we love each other, but like, we argue and we fight. And like, oh my gosh, we were arguing about doing this episode yesterday, and I was like, dude, come on, I want to do this. Like, it's
usually about Instagram posts.
Yeah, an Instagram post about him. Wait, what do you Instagram mean?
Just like what I want to post and what I want to say, and I get so upset, and you're like, relax, it's going to be okay. Just
nobody
send it.
Cares.
Who cares?
Drew overthinks his Instagram 20 times more than I ever do.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I like type it up and post, and like whatever, it's done. And like, Drew is like analysis paralysis, where he'll like type it, delete it, type it, delete it, type it, let me read it, edit it, type it, delete it, and I'm like, dude, I think that's been your biggest lesson in your first year of business.
Yeah, not only Instagram, but in everything else. My emails, my comments to my clients, they always take forever because I'm afraid of what's going to happen if I do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. At the end of the day, it's like,
nobody cares.
Just be honest. Yeah.
Like, nobody. I think like understanding, I try to teach this to my team too, is like understanding that like no one's refreshing your feed. No one's like judging you from what you're posting. Like, when's the last time that you actually like looked at somebody's post and you were like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe they posted that. Like, you don't do that.
If anything, you just scroll up to the next picture. Like, it never happened anyways.
Okay. So Christy Monty says, I'm moving in with my boyfriend of over 2 years on June 1st. I'm so excited, but also scared to live with a boy. He is super clean like Drew and a great cook, and I know we will get along great and balance each other out. But what are some things you guys learned about each other or your relationship after you moved in together? Any words of advice? So we didn't live together until after we were married. That was when we bought our first place. And so, I mean, we definitely knew each other's living styles. What did you learn?
I don't know. I think we both just work on and need to work on being more, I guess, 50-50. You know, you win some, you lose some. You kind of got to give and take a little bit, a lot of bit.
I've turned into a far cleaner person in my time with you.
Have I relaxed a little bit?
No.
Oh, come on, a little bit?
You've only gotten worse. No, but I've become a lot cleaner. But Drew also knows to like not touch my messes, because my messes, I know where everything is.
Do your work and know your boundaries, I think, is important.
Yeah, and have like a space that you can just close the door and ignore.
You have those around here?
Yeah, I can't tell you where they are.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, like, okay, here's a funny confession about us. We have never Oh, our dogs are going at it. We have never not gone to bed together. I think it is so weird. I don't think other people are like
that one time in Hawaii.
When?
You came in afterwards, but.
Oh, that's because you were mad at me. I already told that story on the podcast. It's fine. No, but like we, every single night we like sign off, we like brush our teeth, we go to bed together. And even if one person's not tired, we just read until we fall asleep. So I like that routine. So like
I'm routine and ritual and this and that, but you, I think you also love it too. You like having
Yeah, I do. Well, I like going to bed with you. I like being, I like those moments before you fall asleep. Like I like being awake in bed together and we like settle in with the dogs. We hold hands. We like say what we're thankful for. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
You're probably going to start crying now if you keep talking.
No. Oh my gosh. I don't want to sleep next to you anymore.
You're just so emotional and I love it. I love it about you.
I'm not that emotional.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You're so emotional.
What are you talking about?
You cry when you see an old guy walking across the street and start to tear up.
Cute.
See? That's what I'm saying.
I cry for every TV show.
This what is do, us. You've what never do I not do? Cried. You do that like weird squawk thing.
he'll look over at me and I'm crying and he knows I'm crying and then we go, oh.
Every time.
Every time. Oh my gosh, this is so fun. We're almost getting to the end. Have you thought about moving to Hawaii full time?
I would 100% do it if we didn't have such a nice family back home. And I definitely miss the seasons. I'd miss the Midwest. Even though the winter sucks, I do also enjoy it when it's cold out. But other than that, I mean, Hawaii is amazing, which is why being able to go there a couple times a year and experience it and then escape back to the cold and to our friends is like, it's the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about it, but it's never really gotten very far.
I love
How about
that.
You, babe? Would you want to move to Hawaii full time?
Oh, no. Well, okay, here's the deal. Hawaii is like our
here's
rest.
The deal.
Here's the deal. Hawaii is our rest time. And so we were just talking about this. It's like we live a double life because like the minute I get home here, I'm like, I am ready to work. I'm excited to work. We have this routine. We like know what's going to happen for the day. And when I'm in Hawaii, it's like I'm like way more unplugged. Yep. I'm way more like relaxed. I'm way more rested. And so we have a routine there. So it's almost like we're like living these double lives. And I just think if we moved to Hawaii, we'd have to work and it would suck to work like 10 hours a day and like not go to the beaches. Like our vacations are like legitimate, like wake up, work out, go to the beach, go to dinner, go to bed. Like it's amazing. It just wouldn't be real life. Okay. Amanda Stats Peters says, has Drew gone gluten-free as well?
Definitely not. But
you're very supportive, though.
I'm supportive. I mean, in our meals, if it's a HelloFresh meal or something and there's panko crumbs or bread or whatever, we'll definitely do an alternative and I'll just eat the alternative with her. I don't mind being gluten-free, but it doesn't bug me. So I'm just going to keep on eating that bread, you know?
Yeah.
Not rub it in your face, but
you do a good job. You're like 50-50, yeah. I'd say. I'm 100. Ever since we found out, I'm like too scared to have like a piece of bread or like real pasta or something. But Drew has like been a champ about like cooking gluten-free for me. And then he'll definitely eat it. Like I have to get Subway salads now. It's so weird.
You love them.
I know. I actually do like them. You guys, here's a quick tip. This is so gross.
Yep. The combo.
Okay. So I love Subway so much. I mean, we didn't really eat it that much before, but now that I can't have the bread, I'm like, gosh darn it. So you get a Subway salad and you put mayo and mustard on it because that's the best part about Subway subs anyways. And it's so good.
So back to the diet question. I've always thought about personally myself, gluten-free, dairy-free, you know, trying to do vegetarian, trying keto and all that stuff. But I honestly, myself, the way I eat, pretty flexible eating and I have energy, I have like strength. I wake up in the morning. I don't really want to adjust it. So, I mean, personally, I've thought about doing that just to clean up my diet, but there's really no need for it. In the meantime, I will support Jenna and our fertility efforts and everything like that. But yeah, that's really all I got to say about that.
Brianne Holtzman says, serious question. What do you use to have your teeth so white? Okay. I do not use whitening strips.
You barely even floss your teeth.
Okay. Here, Drew is so bitter. He's so bitter because, okay, we go to the dentist and I legitimately just brush my teeth generally once a day. I know people say you're supposed to twice a day. I'm not that kind of girl. I get clean bills of health all the time. Drew brushes, flosses.
Three times a day, I floss.
Maybe you brush too much.
Oh, dentist Jenna, you use mouthwash.
She like does all the things, and then he'll get cavities. And so I genuinely do not use whitening strips. I just had a company reach out to see if I wanted to work with them about it. And I told them I'd have to try their stuff beforehand. So I don't want to like say I don't use it because I don't use anything right now. But that's really sweet. I guess I just have white teeth. Okay. Question for Drew. From Courtney Fanning, what can I do to help my husband be more understanding of me wanting to work more to achieve my big goals?
Like I said before, it's a teamwork thing. And if you're the one that's putting in the effort and bringing home more money or whatever the outcome might be, just, I don't know, have him realize it that it's not a one-man band and he doesn't have to be this. I'm the man of the family. Just take a step back and let who's ever doing the work, which is you, run with it and do it. Tell them to go watch basketball. Tell them to go for, you know, hang out with some buddies while you're working or do something else. But just know the end game is, you know, it's something that you want to have him get behind.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, whatever you need to do, make him know that it's a team.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our entire relationship has been filled with trade-offs where it's like, yep, my time to run full speed ahead, Drew's time to run full speed ahead. Like, we're always constantly transitioning and shifting and like, I mean, to be entirely candid, like Drew's not sure what's next for him. And it's because we're like waiting to make him a stay-at-home dad. But it's like this constant give and take and like adjusting and like going. And I think what's helped communicate my big goals is like keeping him in the loop enough so that he's invested in what I'm doing without overwhelming him. So like when we go on walks, we'll be like, hey, how was your day? Good. How was your day? Good. We tell each other like one or two things that happened and then we move on. Like he doesn't need to know every intimate detail of my business. He doesn't care to know that. So it's like give him enough information to have him be invested without like
making it
your focus.
Yeah, don't just keep him in the blue. If you want him to realize you're putting extra work, like you just said, just give him a little bit of tidbits of I'm doing this to do this. Just kind of feed him with more knowledge so he in his mind and brain space, he can rationalize it and get behind you.
All right. Here's our last one. And I'm cautious to ask this, so you have to stay in your lane. Okay.
Okay.
Stephanie Michelle Brainerd says, what are must-dos for Hawaii? That is my dream vacation. So you get to say your top two things. We hate to give people too much advice because you're going to figure it out when you get there. And when people are obsessed with places, it's so overwhelming. So first things first, if you go to thekutchercondo.com, we have all of our favorite beaches, food, and adventures on our website. That is a full disclaimer so that you can read anything there that you want to know. What are your top two things?
Top two things. I have a thousand I could say, but I'm going to say a helicopter tour with Blue Hawaiian is super cool to see the vantage point of the island. And there's also, you can do multiple island tours. So you can go over to Molokai, do just the West Maui Mountains, do certain parts of the island if you'd like, but helicopter tour. And number two, I know Jenna's not a big fan of this. We've already done it, but the Road to Hana is super cool. There's not even if you don't even want to go all the way around, there's the scenery there and the jungle up there is super cool. The waterfalls are very, very unique to the island. So I like the history and like the natural beauty of it. And I think that's cool. I know you're going to say some other ones I wanted to steal, but whale watching and Road to Hana. I mean, crap. Helicopter tour in Road to Hana.
Here's my disclaimer about the Road to Hana. Like, if you're only in Hawaii for a week and you don't want to spend like a 12-hour day driving around a windy road, then skip it. But I mean, it is cool.
That's why I said you don't have to go all the way around. Just get up even like to mile marker 6 and see some of the beauty and go back.
Okay. So mine are whale watching, like Drew just said. Yep. Whale watching is so cool. And if you go between January and March, it's just magnificent. It's like so wild to see such big animals and it's super fun to get out on the water. So we love that. There are just so many cool beaches. We really love Paia and we love Big Beach. Those are two of our favorite beaches. They're just like iconic Hawaiian beaches to visit. And of course, like stay at the Kutcher Condo. Duh. Okay. So we're
that,
like,
that was three of them.
Oh,
she said three things.
Two.
Yeah. But you said the Dang condo. It.
I'm getting hungry for lunch.
Me too. You're getting hangry.
Okay, you got to ask me one question from yourself.
One question.
Like, do you have anything? Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah.
What are you doing later today, honey?
Well, I'm fertile, so.
Sweet.
Getting this so TMI. What am I doing later today? We're actually going to We're probably going to hang out with some friends, clean the house.
Watch Hunger Games.
Watch Hunger Games. Probably drink some wine on the couch.
All right. And... I just read the Hunger Games books, which is why I saying that. We were in Hawaii and Jenna's like, I'm done with my biography and my hard read books. Jenna's like, go ahead, read the Hunger Games. They're already in our library. I'm like, I watched the movies. I'm not going to read them. She's like, no, just give them a shot. I literally didn't put the things down until we got back. I read the first book in like 4 days and now I'm like obsessed. Now I want to rewatch the movie. So. Oh,
no, it's so annoying because, okay, here's the deal. I love to read. And while we were in Hawaii, we were there for 5 weeks. I read a book a week, which might not even be that fast to some people. But like we would read at the beach and read before bed every day. And Drew always like reads 2 pages and then drops his Kindle on his face because he's sleeping. And he just reads such hard to read books. So I'm like, you got to just read something for fun because I only read fun books. And then I like listen to like business stuff. And so anyways, it was just hilarious because he got so annoying because he'd be like, oh, can we go lay by the pool and read? Can we go lay on the lanai and read?
I gotta hear what happened.
Can we go to the
Katniss.
Beach and read? Yeah. I'm like, I don't care. I read these books 6 years ago.
Oh, I love it.
What is one thing that you love about me?
That you're a hard worker. A really? Very hard worker.
Am I too hard of a worker, though?
Sometimes, but I still respect it. And you enjoy working and you enjoy
I love
seeing
your work.
The outcome of your fruits of your labor. So I love that you always are doing something that's pushing the needle forward.
Oh, here's one final question. Hannah Beth says, would you guys ever consider working together on the same business? I want to hear your answer first.
Probably not.
Dude, we're like already doing it. Like the condo. I mean, here's the deal. We have to like have separate
we'll
things.
We work together, but separately. And I like it that way.
Yeah, we definitely work together all the time. Like, I feel like I'm as invested in Drew's stuff and he's invested in mine in a sense. I don't think we would ever have like a Drew and Jenna show. I mean, unless you guys really like this podcast episode.
Never know.
For real, though.
We have Jenna Kutcher LLC, the Kutcher Method LLC, and our joint, the condo. Let's keep it that way. Our own things and then separately. So
and we
our
work
own
together.
Things and the other. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the influencer stuff we do together because we shoot photos for each other and life we do together. I mean, we definitely just want to have marriage be marriage and work be work. And there's always some overlap, but I think we've tried to do a good job of like keeping things separate.
I don't know if I could ever work for you though. I don't know if I don't think I'd make the cut.
I think
I'd probably like fail the first
interview.
Well,
you'd fail the first thing because you're not a girl. So yeah, I only work with women.
Come on, man.
Okay. So where can people find you? I always ask my guests that in case they don't know who you are.
My name is Drew Kutcher. I'm from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. You can find me. Instagram is kicking it with Kutch. And hi@thekutchermethod.com is my email. Shoot me an email. And my website is thekutchermethod.com.
Cool. Thanks, guys, for sending in your questions. We definitely don't feel interesting enough, but I hope this was fun.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah,
dogs loved it.
Yeah, they're sleeping now. I feel like we should keep this thing rolling.
Maybe we'll do it more often.
Yeah, so if you guys like this episode, make sure to let us know because this is super easy for us to chill on the floor together and record things. But
we tried to do it in our little recording booth and we're like
didn't work.
Shoved in there. The dogs are on our laps. We're like,
didn't
let's
work.
Just go over in the bigger room.
Yeah. So thank you, though. And also, too, I feel like this needs to happen and be said is like, thank you guys for all your support. Like, we've definitely been through a lot in the last few years and we've shared a lot and we've opened ourselves up a lot. And like, we just have awesome people backing us up. It's been really cool.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. So thanks, dudes. And until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest
goals.
Yeah. I didn't know if you knew that line.
#goals.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.